right, welcome back. Looking at some sunshine here, 63 degrees. Doing Up Tuesday, our talk around continues with one of the busiest retired guys I know, Greg Giroux, in from Red River Area Sportsman's Club.
That seems to be following me around.
I know. I bring that up every time we talk because you come in and it's like, well, this is what I got going on. It's like you're running circles around me.
I got Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday.
You're all full up.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, with the Sportsman's Club, you guys never sit still doing what you're doing.
Well, no, we've got a whole list of stuff. We're into the fall series now, and it kicks off about Labor Day. But then we've got youth hunts and veteran hunts and ladies hunts and smoker.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's not even, you know, people that listen to this and listen to this rundown, that's not the people that you partner with. I mean, throughout the year, you guys partner with a lot of other different groups.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's like, no, you never sit still.
Well, during the summer, we've got fishing. During the winter, or the fall, we've got hunts. And we've got an ice fishing derby and high camp construction partners, you said. It's just go.
I know, right?
And the neat part about all of this is the people that are in the club that are involved in this, that's their passion.
Mm-hmm.
They just love doing
it.
You're all in it
with both hands.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody with the Sportsman's Club, you are definitely in it. So what's going on, Greg Giroux?
Well, the first one, this is coming up on September 1st. One of our partners, like you were talking about, the Morton Sportsman's Club runs the Joe Pekarski Trap Range north of Morton. They've got a turkey shoot coming on. The typical Labor Day celebration, and if you remember the big Labor Day celebration out of Morton, that used to be a three-day affair.
Mm-hmm.
And the trap shoot would be part of that. And as things wound down, we just kept going.
With the trap shoot.
With the trap shoot, yep. It's Labor Day Monday. It's kind of the tail end of the lake season, so we're hoping to entice people to come back and come out and have some fun with us.
Yes, because you're all about fun. I know
that,
too.
Well, we try. Mm-hmm. We try, yep. 2 miles north of town there, Highway Number 1. And we've got all kinds of games, Annie Oakley protection, flurry rounds. Depending on how good you are, if you're top gun on a turkey round, you get your money back. And then each round has a white bird in it. And if you hit that, you get a ticket. And at the end of the night, we've got probably half a dozen different types of, Fairmont lockers.
Okay.
Goodies, I'll call it that for now, because I'm not sure exactly what's going to be there.
But, right. Well, if Tim's going to pony it up, it's going to be good.
He does a great job for us, and we've got some already. But come on out, have some fun.
Everyone welcome to this. So.
We are in the process, I shouldn't say we, but the trap range is in the process of going through a maintenance cycle. We've got a trap thrower we're going to replace, and they're like kind of like buying a car. The price is in that range.
Okay, all right.
So we're doing the turkey shoot. We're doing a ticket raffle. We've got some firearms that we're giving away on the raffle. So as we are around town, we've got tickets for sale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got some. Check me out.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, you see Greg, flag him down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Crazy silver truck that's out there. And then throughout the fall, September 13th, 14th, we've got a goose hunt for the kids. September 20th, waterfall hunt, and we're out at the Teowakan Refuge for that one.
Always a good time out there.
Oh, yeah. Those guys do a super job for us. Then October 4th, the youth pheasant hunt, and that's private property out in the Hankinson area. Super job. We talked about this before. If I was a deer or a pheasant, I know where
that's,
I'd like
You
live.
Say that,
just,
too. It's
just
like that's
amazing
prime,
out there.
Prime land.
Absolutely. Yep. We're working with the Band of Brothers Outdoors. We do a veteran hunt. That's October 11th. The Ladies Rooster Roundup and the Smoker. They're on the 18th of October.
When do you sleep?
What's that?
Kind of what I thought.
Yeah. And then I want to also remind everybody that we're involved with the Zoo Wild Game Night. That's November 21st, so get that on your calendar.
Right.
That is a fun night.
That's a really good time.
Oh, yeah, it is. So we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. We'll be back to talk about all of them.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget the turkey shoot that's coming up on the 1st, September 1st. Starts at noon. Come out and have some fun.
Joe Pekarski Trap Range, yep. Folks, 2 miles north of Morton.
Absolutely.
All right. Greg Giroux, great to have you in here.
Oh.
When are we meeting again? You got a better handle on my schedule than I got.
Oh, I got to look at my calendar.
Yeah, it's somewhere in there. But between now and the smoker,
we're going to be busy.
We're going to get you on the payroll.
Okay.
I mean, don't expect a lot.
We talked about that last year, too, about as we get up closer to the smoker, just spending my day in here.
There you go. Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club. Have a good day, my friend.
All right, you too.
Very soon. It's 9:43 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW.